Once they reached the path, Red Wall would be within easy walking distance. Tyria estimated they would reach the abbey by early evening. Enjoying the freedom of the outdoors and being in no great hurry, they opted to take a break for an afternoon snack on the stream bank. Giri unpacked the last of their food, whilst Tyria checked the ropes which bound the cargo of wood to the cart. Brinty and Sribsy skimmed flat pebbles over the slow-flowing stream. The otter maid felt quietly proud of herself. She had completed her task without any untoward incident. Cooling her footpaws in the shallows, she watched the noon shadows start to lengthen over the tranquil waters. Two green and black banded dragonflies patrolled the far reed margin, their wings iridescent in the sunlight. Bees droned drowsily around some water crowfoot blossoms, and birdsong echoed amid the trees. Sribsy left off skimming and sat down to eat.
Fruit cordial and honey sandwiches, my favourite.
Tyria smiled.
Good old Friar Bibble. He knows how to look after hungry workers, eh, Sribsy?
The young mole smiled from ear to ear.
Her Amazons will be back at Redwall in good time for supper. I dearly likes a nice supper, so I does.
Brinty took a long swig of the fruit cordial.
Don't you ever think of anything but eating, old famine face.
Sribsy patted his stomach.
What's the thing about, maester? I bees nobody poor child needing victuals aplenty to grow.
Brinty watched the young mole demolish a sandwich in two bites.
You're growing sideways instead of upwards.
Giri, his ears stood up straight, gestured to his friends to be quiet.
Shh! Listen, did you hear that?
They listened for a moment, then Tyria shrugged.
Hear what?
Giri pointed upstream.
Over that way. Sounded like some beasts enjoying themselves, laughing and shouting.
Sribsy wrinkled his snout.
I don't hear nothing. Young squirrels can hear better than moles. Brr, I.
Brinty shook his head.
I don't hear anything either.
Giri began climbing a nearby elm.
Well, I can hear it. There's something going on up yonder. You three stay here. I'll go and take a peep.
Tyria cautioned her friend.
Stay in the treetops, Giri. Don't go getting yourself into any trouble. I don't want to face my dad back at the abbey and have to tell him something's happened to you.
The agile young squirrel threw her a curt salute.
Yes, ma'am. Don't fret, ma'am. I'll be fine, ma'am.
The otter maid watched him ascend into the upper foliage.
Well, just be careful. Unless of the morn, please. I'm only one season older than you, cheeky brush.
Sribsy commandeered another sandwich.
Oh, just finish off your victuals while dozens be waiting. Oh, joy. This one's gotten cheese on it. My favourite.
Brinty looked at his mole friend in amazement.
Is there any sandwich that isn't your favourite?
Sribsy shook his head solemnly.
We ain't found one as yet, sir.
After a while, they went back to skimming stones. Tyria was by far the best skimmer, making one flat chip of bank rock jump 9 times as it bounced over the water. It was rather pleasant passing an afternoon in this fashion, the otter maid thought. She began to wonder what the fuss and stern warnings from her father had been all about. Just then, Giri dropped down out of the elm in a rush of leaves and twig ends. The young squirrel, breathless with indignation and urgency, gabbled out.
They've got a big bird hanging upside down from a tree and they're lighting a fire and hitting it with spear poles. We've got to stop them, Tyria, or the poor bird.
Grabbing her friend, the otter maid shook him soundly.
Makes sense, Giri. What big bird? Where? And who's hitting it? Now take a deep breath and start again properly.
Giri obeyed, taking several breaths before he recovered.
I went upstream. I was up in a beach when I saw them. There's about 8 water rats, nasty-looking scum. Anyhow, these rats, they've got a big bird strung upside down from a bough and they're torturing it to death. I swear they are. Please, Tyria, we must do something to help the bird.
Unwinding the sling whippet from about her waist, Tyria took charge swiftly.
Take an axe, Giri. Go on ahead of us and get close to the bird without being seen. Then wait for us. Tribsy, Brinty, take 2 good yew staves from the cart and follow behind me.